Okay, welcome back, and it is hot around many of these parts of our formerly United States of America and elsewhere in the world, too. Bizarre rain, bizarre weather. They've had snow in Brazil, I guess, in Rio? Buenos Aires, I believe, for the that's Argentina. Anyway, somewhere down there they had snow for the first time, I think, in recorded history. Los Angeles, California, I believe 3 inches of rain in the last year. If that's not the driest on record, it certainly ought to be. We have had some hot email here, as you might expect, and it has been truly extraordinary. That's since the July 5th conversation I had with Japanese-based ex-Canadian Benjamin Fulford. He is a journalist, and he, of course, spent 8 years as the Asia-Pacific bureau chief for Forbes magazine. He's had almost 15 books printed in Japanese. He's extraordinarily well-known over there. And now he's extraordinarily well-known around the world. The biggest and most expected comments from most of those emails, of course, have been, is Benjamin Fulford telling the truth, or is his story accurate? If you haven't heard the program, I've made it available free at Rents.com. It's up in the featured stories right at the top. I would urge you to download the MP3, listen to it, and share it, and talk about it. Because if it's true, the world is changed. And certainly read the article that started it all by one of my premier and most wonderful writers, Henry Macko, a PhD, whose articles and essays have been with all of you at Rents.com and elsewhere for years now. It's an extraordinary story. It has to do basically with a Chinese secret society that has contacted Benjamin Fulford to issue a warning, a public warning, to the Illuminati, the globalists, the Zionist elite, the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, who the Chinese feel have in their sights the general population of China and much of Asia, and they have in their sights the idea of reducing it by a vast amount, 60, 70, 80%, 50%. Who knows? We know that Global 2000 talked about the reduction of the world population by about 80%. We also know that Prince Philip has said that if he could come back in a reincarnated form, he'd like to come back as a virus, which would have as its specific goal the eradication of the human race. So we do know that the elite don't like the number of people on the planet. We also suspect that AIDS certainly was created by human beings to depopulate sub-Saharan Africa and free up the natural resources for the rest of the world to plunder with greater ease. AIDS apparently hasn't worked fast enough. Now we have XDR-TB, South Africa 1 strain down there, which kills people in 8 to 14 days. There is nothing, zero, to treat it. We also have the avian influenza, which has shown some very interesting characteristics as it continues to change and adapt toward human habitation, as it were. A year and a half ago, HIV was a problem, so was avian influenza. A couple of years ago, the bird flu. In fact, I think it was just a year ago, bird flu was only happily ensconced in people, well, in beings, birds, with a temperature of 105 degrees. It's changed. Now avian influenza, H5N1, is very happy at 98.6. So there you have it. It's a big story, and the Chinese elite that contacted Mr. Fulford have said again that if things don't change, people are going to die, and the people who are going to die are the Illuminati. The other issue is SARS. You remember that one. It broke out in China, killed a number of Chinese, made its way to Canada via our jet airways, and killed a number of people, I think nearly 100 in Canada. And I remember seeing a newspaper story, and if you remember this before, it was fascinating. Canadian press published photographs of all the SARS fatalities. And I looked at them, and I looked again, because 95% of them were all obviously Asians. And I said, even then, this is going back a couple of 3 years ago, I said, this looks like an ethno-specific virus. It's just killing Asians, for the most part. So this is what it's all about. Was SARS an effort to eradicate much of China? Benjamin Fulford's secret society thinks so, and hence the warning. to try and make more sense of all this and answer the question, is it true? I contacted my friend and colleague of many, many years, David John Oates, who has spent over 20 years doing analysis of important speeches, comments. We've heard them all over the years that are just mind-blowing, some of them, and reversing them. And the amazing reverse speech technology that David pioneered and discovered is now firmly in hand. And we're going tonight to find out what reverse speech tells us about the conversation that Ben Fulford and I had on July the 5th. So with that, let's welcome David John Oates live from Australia. Hi, David.
Hi, Jeff. How are you this evening?
Good, good, thank you. And thanks very much for jumping on this so quickly. I knew right after I had done it that one of the big issues is going to be credibility, and people would want to know, what does David John Oates in reverse speech have to say about this? And you were kind enough to take time from your extremely busy schedule and get right on this. And we're going tonight to let people, I think, make up their own mind rather than tell them what we found in its totality. We'll just play them and work their magic on people. We'll walk right through them. What do you think?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I'll go through them one by one, and I think the story will gradually unfold as we go.
So, very good.
Yeah.
Did you find, David, did you, well, before we begin, did you find Ben Fulford to be a good candidate for reverse speech? Some people like President Bush are lousy candidates. How did Ben Fulford play out for you?
Oh, he was fine. Oh, yeah. I had plenty of reversals to choose from. What I've eventually put up on my website is probably only about, certainly less than 50% of the total reversals I found. I probably found over 100 reversals all in all. And then I just weed them out and just pick the best and clearest ones. And he was excellent. I wish they were all that good. I can remember doing 3 hours of George Bush on occasions and finding only two or three reversals in the whole interview. And 3 hours of Benjamin Fulford was fantastic.
Well, I know you were writing, we were writing back and forth while you were doing it, and it was very interesting. Okay, my friend, let's proceed and see. We have a lot to go through, so what we'll do is hope that all of you have heard the program. If not, you can hear the program again for free anytime at rents.com. So, David, take it away.
All right, let's begin. We're going to play these in order of where of they occurred. I'm going to play every reversal if I can, so we can do a thorough analysis as possible. And in this first one, he's talking about his former job with Forbes magazine. So let's run it forward first.
However, at a certain point, I seemed to be getting too close to something they didn't want me to get to, and they started stopping stories. There was a corruption story about GE that didn't make it. Another one about Citibank that didn't make it.
Okay, so we're talking back to some of the stories in Forbes magazine that never made it through. This actually is a metaphor. It's probably the only metaphor I found in the whole tape. And he starts off by saying, there's the wind. I'll play it and I'll tell you what it means. The D's a little bit soft. So here we go.
There's the wind.
There's the wind.
And again.
There's the wind.
And the wind is simply a metaphor for the spirit, the breath of the spirit. He's accessing his spirit. He's getting in touch with his real self. And the wind is getting his story out. So that reversal simply tells us that he's just getting in touch with himself and starting to spread his story.
So very good. Okay, understand.
Yeah, very nice. And like I say, the only metaphor I found in the whole tape, which is actually unusual in and of itself, because you normally find a proportion of metaphors, but he had none at all. And what that tells me is that tells me that the reversals we are getting are all primarily his conscious thoughts, what he's thinking and feeling at the time.
I see.
All right, so the next one, he's talking about the Freemasons, and let's run up forward.
I think they're doing good for humankind and they're doing God's work. There are 13 degrees above the 33rd degree.
So I've heard.
And the first thing they learn is that there is no God. We are God. This is what they're taught.
And here he simply says, and you surf the net. Here we go. Oh, oops, sorry. So now here it is, and you surf the net.
And you surf the net.
There he is.
And you surf the net.
And once more.
And you surf the net.
So from that one, I just simply assume he's getting, he's doing a lot of his research on the internet, and the information he's telling some of us has come from the net. So,
very good.
You know, he's just a researcher finding information, if that makes sense.
It certainly does. Okay. All right. Stand by, David. We'll have a little break here. Come right back and continue with the reversals from the conversation I had with Benjamin Fulford on July the 5th. Okay, we're back. David John Oates and Reverse Speech. All right, David, let's move right ahead.
All right, so the next reversal, you ask him a question, how did the Rockefeller stand up to the Rothschild? And this is his answer.
Well, there is an alliance and a split as well. The Rothschilds originally set the Rockefellers up.
And this simply says, it helps the net. And I think the net is the organization in this case, is what that refers to. Anyway, let's just play it.
The helps the net.
And again.
The helps the net.
And once more.
The helps the net.
So, just a sort of a straightforward reversal. Just basically giving us some extra information. This split has helped the net that they have set up and constructed around the world.
Got it.
So far, the first three reversals we've looked at are pretty much supporting what he's saying. And here we have the next one here. He's talking about China becoming independent from the Rothschild and Freemason control. To context?
No, it's a big problem. There's all this talk about who lost China, this was a major blow for them. But they never really controlled China.
And when he says a major blow for them, he's referring to the Rothschild, of course. And here we have a reversal that says, may they fold within. Let's play it, and I'll talk about what I think this means.
May they fold within.
Really clear.
May they fold within. May they fold within.
May they fold within. May they fold. Yes, indeed. And there are a lot. When we were doing the conversation, I was saying, geez, wherever this goes, I can almost hear people cheering around the world that there is some way, some hope, beside what appears to be a stalwart effort by Russia and Vladimir Putin to withstand the Rothschilds, to stave off utter world domination and subversion by the Rockefeller, yep, Rothschild Illuminati machine.
Yep, so this is what he wants to happen. This is his internal thought. So he's been quite congruent. This is consistent with the story that he's telling us. So there we go. All right, so moving on to the next reversal. Actually, let me just play that one more time, because I think that's an important reversal.
David, would you set it up again and play it? Yes, please, set it up again and play it. Just briefly, if you would. I want people to hear this.
He's talking, the context of the conversation is, he's talking about China becoming independent from Rothschild and Freemason control. And then so that's the context. So here it is, forward.
No, it's a big problem. There's all this talk about who lost China, this was a major blow for them. But they never really controlled China.
And it was a major blow for them, and may they fold within.
May they fold within.
May the flow be dim.
Just a wonderfully clear verse.
May the flow be dim.
And yes, that came right when he was saying major blow. So
exactly correct. You've got that exactly right. And the context, of course, is extremely important. We're always looking for context to understand what the reversals mean. So, all right, so here we have another one. He's talking about a meeting that he had in a small Chinese restaurant with this secret Chinese society. So, very sort of movie-like atmosphere. So here we go.
He was meeting in a small Chinese restaurant, you know, upstairs in a small nondescript room.
Okay, so that's what he says. Well, incidentally, Jeff, I must congratulate you. The way you ask those questions, because I was thinking, boy, this man's had reverse speech training. Because you were asking him to describe the scene and what he saw and where he went, and that's just classic reverse speech prompting technique. Because you want people to think about the scene, and as they think about the scene, you'll get reversals that either confirm their tale or deny their tale. So it was just brilliant.
Well, thank you. I've learned from the masters, so thank you.
very good. And the reversal here says, now this is either in a storm, as in I-N, the word I-N, and then the word A, or in a storm, as in I-N-N-E-R. And of course, I can't decide which one it is, but I've got a document on the website as in a storm. So here we go.
In a storm. In a storm.
There we go. So that could mean one of two things. I don't know whether the meeting took place in a stormy night, or it could mean it was a stormy. He was in inner emotional turmoil as the meeting took place, or the information communicated to him was of extreme importance, that it was like a storm. But no matter which way you interpret it, it's giving us extra information about this meeting. He's not saying, no, this meeting didn't happen. When this meeting happened, I was in a storm. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I completely concur with you. It does. And that's interesting. So far, then, yes. As we go to our break here, Benjamin Fulford is batting 100%.
Absolutely correct. Yes, that's absolutely correct.
Okay. Now, we have, and I'm going to post them to Rents.com, David has put together a YouTube video with some of these speech examples that pertain to tonight's program, and then they're all at David's website, reversespeech.com, and you can go back and listen to them at any time. All right, back in just a few minutes. Okay, back with all of you great people and David John Oates and our worldwide listening audience. Thanks for being here tonight. Very important program. Fascinating to have the remarks of Benjamin Fulford studied by David John Oates and reverse speech. Go ahead, David.
All right, we're going to move on to the next one straight away. We've got a lot to get through here yet. Here he's talking about the Illuminati have issued orders to to reduce world population. Now, here it is.
Forward. And, you know, they try to do it possibly, you know, through birth control is ideal, but if not, through disease or war or whatever is necessary.
Okay, so they try to do it through birth control or disease or war. I'm not too sure what this reversal means. And says there is a sensor, which is obviously a sensor of information, is how I would presume. So here it is. There is a sensor.
There is a sensor.
There is a sensor.
And again.
There is a sensor.
Well, certainly, David, I would submit that a sensor is someone who culls material, who reduces things, who removes who removes unwanted or unacceptable things. That is what a sensor does, whether it's a viral sensor or a sensor by way of war or economy or a sensor, so to speak, with birth control. Being the primary tool. It is a censorship process.
Oh, yeah, okay, now that makes total sense now. But once again, Jeff, it confirms his tale, okay? His, the reversals are giving us extra information to what he's saying for.
And again, I might add for you folks new to this, go to reversespeech.com and listen to the examples and understand that the reversals, some would say, it's just the sound of words backwards. No, it is not. And the reversal itself is usually relating to the forward spoken words at that moment. We call that congruency. And beyond that, if there was a reversal which occurred in the last example, which was not congruent and had nothing to do with anything, it might say watermelon or ham and Swiss on rye. Then we'd have a problem here. We'd have reversals, but they wouldn't be congruent. But we don't run into that. The worst we run into, so to speak, are metaphors, which are, as after 20 years of study, David understands them very well.
Yeah, but metaphors, when I first found them, they were a big red herring, and it took me a lot of work to understand it. But I think the whole idea of the forwards and the reverse relating to each other is what certainly convinced me back in my very early days that there was something to this. Like you say, you don't get reversals like elephants have pink eyes. You know, they are usually contextually related to what's being spoken forwards. And if the person's telling the truth, they will either say the same thing or give us extra information. If the person's lying, then they will contradict it. And you can go to my website and hear hundreds of examples of people who are lying where their reversals will directly contradict what's being spoken forwards.
Very good. Hmm.
All right, so let's move on to the next one, shall we?
Yeah.
And I'm not too sure on the context of this, so let's just play it.
That ties into the picture.
Remember the plan for a new American century, page 60, you know, rebuilding America's defenses. They're saying bioweapons that could target specific genotypes would be a useful political tool.
Ah, right, okay, so he's talking about the page 60 of a new plan for America's century, and bioweapons could target specific genotypes. And a reversal here is they see this method. And here we go.
Yes, yes, this method.
Quite clear.
Yes, yes, this method.
And again.
Yes, yes, this method.
So, it just speaks for itself.
It sure does. They certainly do see this method. And as I suggested early, it is thought that SARS was without question an ethno-specific organism. It killed Asians. And if you doubt me, look at the death toll in Canada. Do a search. You'll find the pictures of the SARS dead, and 95% of them are thereabout are Asians. All right.
All right. You know, and it's interesting, Jeff, when I first got your email about this, I could tell from your email it was a very, very, very important story. And I was actually quite glad I knew nothing about it. I didn't know the guy, I didn't know what his story was. I quickly read your release on the story on your site, but then I went and did the tape. And by about this stage in, I'm thinking to myself, gee whiz, there's no reversals here contradicting this guy's tale. They're all congruent. And I started listening more, and by the time I got into the second hour, I was really quite listening very intently at this stage. So,
yeah, I remember. I remember your emails. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, all right, so here we go. He's talking about the plan of the Japanese Illuminati was to weaken China. Here we go.
Their plan, as I was told by the Japanese Illuminati, was to weaken China through disease, and also starvation. They're trying to, you know, engineer a global food shortage.
Now, I've got this reverse documented as hear their animal within. Some people heard see their animal within. So, but it's on my website as hear. Anyway, I'll play it anyway. Hear their animal within.
Hear animal within.
Hear animal within.
And again.
Hear animal within.
Yeah,
so, so David, the animal within would be referring to the killer animal, I assume, the killer instinct.
Yeah, exactly correct. That's exactly how I interpret it. And the actual words occur on the forwards word, Japanese Illuminati. So when he says Japanese Illuminati, that's where you get the phrase, hear their animal within. And when you, for those who are going to look at these on my website, look at the words that are bracketed, because they're the actual, on the transcript, the words that are bracketed are the actual forward words that created that reversal.
And when they go to reversespeech.com, David, where shall they click?
If you go to the What's New section, What's New, and then you'll see a link there to the full for reversal. So just click under What's New, because I've just been uploaded to my site, What's New, and then click on Fulford. If, actually, the URL is reversespeech.com/fulford.htm.
Very good.
Okay. All right, so we're moving right along. This reversal picked my ears up because he uses the word hour for the first time. And oh, the other thing I'd like to comment on was I noticed as we're doing this, a lot of uses of the word they, like may they fall within. They see this method. Hear their animal within. So his reversals are referring to the various factions. Okay? All right. So here we go with this one here, and let's just play it forward. He's talking about the ultimatum to the Illuminati.
Hold on, David, we got some music here. Let's do the music here, and then we'll do this right after we take our short break. Be right back with David John Oates as we continue our speech reversal analysis of Benjamin Fulford. Next. Australia. All right, David, let's move right along.
All right. Here he's talking about his ultimatum to the Illuminati and uses quite strong language in the forward speech. Here we go.
Killing people is something I don't like, and neither do they. So the first order of business is to try to talk before things get radical. The point is, there is a technical ability to wipe them all out in a matter of hours.
Very strong words. The reversal backs up, here's the threat. He says, but our rape is awful. Or, you know, to rape and pillage, the fight that we can bring. But our rape is awful.
But our rape is awful.
And again.
But our rape is awful.
And once more.
But our rape is awful.
So he's warning them in reverse, okay?
And again, what he is warning in both ways. And here's what he said again. He said, however, killing people is something I don't like, and neither do they, meaning the Chinese secret society. So the first order of business is to try to talk before things get radical. And right where he says, before things get radical, that's the reverse point. And when you turn that around, he says, but our rape is awful.
Yeah, right on the words, before things get radical. So he's very congruent. He's what he's saying forwards and what he's saying in reverse are exactly the same thing.
That is as threatening and focused as you're going to get, I think, in any kind of reversal. That's remarkable.
These were just some really great reversals. I really enjoyed doing the tape. For a start, I found quite a few, so that was the joy for a start, and they were all really precise. And by the time I was into the second hour of this tape, I was really hooked, and I was completely into this. All right, let's move right along. This next one, I'm really unsure what this means. I think you had some answers on this, so anyway, let's just play it. Here it is, forwards.
Got to remember that we have the J.P. Morgan defendants. Basically, what people in America need to do is they need to get an old who's who, right? Look up the names of the bankers, the 60 bankers, I believe, or seven who took over the Fed in 1913, right?
Now, we've got a slight different interpretation on this, too. I've got this down as it's a sure gamble with this man. I think someone else heard it as it's a certain gamble with this man. But anyway, let's just play it and we'll see what you think.
It's a certain gamble with this man.
And again.
It's a certain gamble with this man.
And once more.
It's a certain gamble with this man.
So I don't know who the man is. I think you had some thoughts on that, didn't you, Jeff?
It's a sure gamble with this man, and I don't know that I did on this one. I think this worked. Let me see here.
Yeah.
Look at my notes here.
Here's what I
put. My idea was, and I agreed with the others who said it's a certain gamble with this man. And this man may be the first chairman of the Federal Reserve, or just a way for using man in place for the Fed, like it's the man, the Fed. Because he's talking about the Federal Reserve. So I agreed with the reversal.
Interesting. Yeah, well, when you look at the exact forward dialogue, the actual words are names of the bankers, and that's where the reversal occurs. So
that's right. So
that just speaks for itself. Yep. So that's all fairly logical. So, but once again, we have another congruent reversal. This just really makes it very, very interesting as we see all these congruent reversals coming out. Now, here he's talking about the Illuminati wanting to create the appearance of end times, like in the Bible. Here it is, forwards.
There are a lot of ways to get earthquake faults, apparently, to move.
Right. So what I'm getting the feeling is that these people were planning to artificially create the appearance of end times, you know, just like it's in the Bible, right, and fool everybody.
Well, they seem to be playing to that script.
Okay, the two reversals here. The first one's a little bit cryptic. It says, the worst in the cell, S-E-L-L.
The worst in the cell.
And again.
The worst in the cell.
And again.
The worst in the cell.
And the next one's pretty straightforward, just simply says, they'll be teasing.
They'll be teasing.
And again.
They'll be teasing.
And again.
They'll be teasing.
So I just simply interpret the worst in the cell as this is the worst con, this is the idea they're trying to sell, and they'll be teasing. It's a tease. It's a con. So another congruent reversal.
And again, what he's saying here in forward speech again is, right, so what I'm getting the feeling is these people, meaning the Illuminati, are planning to artificially create the appearance of end times, to force the issue, in other words, just like it is in the Bible, and fool everybody. And he says they'll be teasing.
Yep, a totally congruent reversal. Mm-hmm. He's not saying they aren't going to do this. He's not saying this is a. The reversals are confirming what he's actually saying forward. So very interesting. All right, now we've got another one. Moving right along. He's talking about the Illuminati. They use secrecy, murder, bribery, and ridicule as their main weapon. You know, it is forms.
They use secrecy, murder, bribery, and ridicule as their main weapon. And they've had a very good run, but, you know, it's checkmate for them, as far as I'm concerned. They're not going to get away with this. They better realize it.
Okay, this reversal is a little bit vague, too. It says, but not often. Okay?
Not often.
Not often.
Oh, yeah.
Not often.
And that occurs where he's talking about the checkmate. So it may be he's saying, you know, I wish they would be checkmated more than what they are now.
Right. I agree. He says they, meaning the Illuminati, they've had a very good run at using secrecy, murder, bribery, and ridicule. They've had a very good run. But the checkmates for them, as far as I'm concerned, in other words, they've been checkmated. This doesn't, you know, what he's saying in reverse, but not often. That this kind of a checkmate doesn't happen often, and he's absolutely right. It does. It's never happened before. Or rarely. You still there, David? You there? I think we may have lost him momentarily. Okay, we're going to pull him right back up. Again, I'm putting up at Rents.com in a featured story the link to all of the reversals you're hearing on David's website. You can find them by going to reversespeech.com/fulford.htm. Real simple. reversespeech.com/fulford.htm. They're all up there. You can listen to them. You can hear the spoken forward speech and then the spoken, as it were, reverse speech. I'm also going to post a YouTube micro presentation of some of the reversals that David has put together in that featured story box. And a third item I'll be putting in the box momentarily will be some newsmakers of today saying things. Newt Gingrich is in there, several with Bush and Putin, and it'll give you an idea of how remarkable reverse speech is. And remember, David Oates has been doing this for over 20 years. So that'll be posted at Rents.com shortly. We have a full hour to go with David, many more reversals as well. So what you've heard so far, all of you can make up your own minds. Those of you who understand reverse speech, and again, those of you who don't, go to reversespeech.com and do some listening. There are over 7,000 examples. We'll see that so far, Benjamin Fulford is right on the money. What he's saying forwards is being mirrored from his subconscious in reverse. And that is in and of itself so far most interesting, as they say. And I can't tell you how many times David has been on the program over the years where we have played examples of people lying and the reversal betrays them. It happens every time. And in many cases, and in, I think, most cases, the more passionate, the more committed, the more conviction someone has when they're speaking forwards, the more clear and forceful the reversals are. And in this case, that is certainly playing out so far with Benjamin Fulford. I want to thank again Henry Macko, Ph.D., for writing the initial story on this, which is up at Rents.com as well. It was a pretty interesting thing to see pop up, to put it mildly. Okay, David is back with us now, and we don't know what happened,
yep,
but he's here. Okay.
Yes, I'm not too sure. Fine,
no.
Something went dead. Very
I think
strange.
We have, strange things happen. How much time do we have, Jared? Just less than a minute, David. So I just reminded people about how people, when they're speaking passionately forward, the reversals are usually even more intense and more clear. And then when people lie in the forward speech mode, they will betray themselves. Their subconscious won't lie, and they'll be exposed with reversals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now that's absolutely correct. And the fact that this chap had so many reversals that were so clear just only adds to his entire credibility. He's speaking with passion and conviction about his tale. So, very congruent and just a great example of congruent reverse speech, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm going to be putting this up in a featured story box at Rents.com momentarily. The link to David's page at reversespeech.com And I told them also, David, you were kind enough to send along some newsmaker reversals from the last few days. So we'll be putting those up in the box as well. I just listened to them, and they're excellent. Okay.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You bet. Stand by. We'll be right back. Another hour to go with David John Oates live from Australia as we continue to do reverse speech analysis of the July 5th conversation I had right here with Benjamin Fulford.